It's the first application for a new nuclear power plant in nearly 30 years. NRG Energy filed its papers with the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. The company estimates the two additional reactors will supply enough electricity for over 2 million households in South Central Texas and cost nearly $7 billion. David Crane is president of NRG. At a Capitol Hill press conference, he said nuclear power is the best option to meet the state's soaring power demand.
In Texas, earlier this year, we faced the prospect of 18 traditional coal plants, which if built would have added as much carbon dioxide to the atmosphere as the entire country of Argentina.
Crane says that Texas will lead the nation into a nuclear renaissance, as he called it. He expects another dozen applications for nuclear plants will soon follow. Matagorda County Judge Nate McDonald welcomed the Bay City projects and said the area's economy will get a big boost.
The construction of these two new units, they're going to put 4,000 to 6,000 construction workers to work over a period of 6 to 8 years. Once these units are online, there's 800 to 1,000 new employees that'll come into our county. Many of them will be housed in our county. Many of them will be residents of our county.
Congress is looking for alternatives to fossil fuel to combat global warming. Texas Republican Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison says nuclear power is a solution. She promises to rally support in Congress and make sure the application is processed in time.
We know that many of those from whom we import oil are not our friends, so we should be able to have our own resources developed for our own energy. And one of those is nuclear power. It's clean, it's reliable, and it is abundant.
Environmental groups say nuclear power is dangerous. Not to mention, there's no permanent disposal site for nuclear waste. Ken Kramer heads the Sierra Club's Texas chapter. He says nuclear plants could expose local residents to harmful radiation.
The focus should be on renewable energy sources such as wind power, solar power, and some forms of biomass. Texas has become the number one state in terms of production of wind power, and we have a lot more ability to expand that in the next several years.
NRG plans to store nuclear waste from the Bay City plant on site. If federal officials approve its application, the new units would start in about 7 years. For Houston Public Radio, I'm Eric Kneeler on Capitol Hill.